Aleishua, Chelek Beis, Reish, Nun, Dalet. The second Vaad. Ma'asem shel tzedekim tamid bimhirus. Kesev ha-misilas yesharim. The acts of tzedekim are always quick. Ufarasha shlema b'tora meseya'atu. There's a whole parasha in the Torah that supports this notion. Bir'ois Avram avinu alav ha-shalom shloshes ha-anashim ha-nitzavim alav, when he saw the three men, va'yorot likrosam. He ran towards him, ביום השלישי של מלאסון, the third day of Mila. וימהר אוהל אל שרה, he hurried to the tent, to his wife. ויאמר מהרי שלוש סלס, קמח סלס וכו'. Hurry with the flour. ואל הבקר רץ אברהם, he then ran to the cattle. וימהר להסיס עשו, and he hurried to prepare it, etc. We see over here the constant emphasis on being quick. כאשר רבינו הקדוש שמע מעשה דרבי אלעזר בן דורדיא, famous gemara avodah zarah of Yudzayin, when Rabbi heard about this person, the gemara says bacha Rabbi, he cried, yesh kone olamo b'sha'a achas. There are those who acquire olam haba in an instant. Yesh kone olamo b'shanim harbe. There are those who take many years. Asks the author, מה יחפש לו אל האדם אם הוא צריך שנים רבות כדי להיכנס אל המוי? Why should it matter if it takes many years to acquire the world? So what? משמע שאם כניאס אל המוי נמשכה זמן רב, זה גוירה בעולם עצמו שקונה. There's an implication over here that if it takes a long time to acquire that world, it somehow detracts from that world itself. הרי אמרנו כבר, we said previously, כי שיהוי זמן במעשה הטוב, when there's a delay in something good, when there's procrastination, נויבה מסוד המעכבים והרע, that itself stems from the negative side. אם טבע הבריאה בקדושתוי, שאין בו חטא ורע, when nature is in its pristine state of קדושה, before חטא, אין גם כל עיכוב בגידול פירות, there would be no delay in the growth of the fruit. Ki hadidorish Rabban Gamliel, like Rabban Gamliel said about Leosid Lavoy, this is in Shabbos Daf Lamed, asida isha shetelet bechol yoyim. Gestation won't take a long time. Asidim ilanois shemotzin peroiz bechol yoyim. And fruit will produce, trees will produce fruit every day. There is no delay in the spiritual realm, and so too, as it was in Gan Eden. Umuvan she peroiz shelo shaltu baim ikuvim yisoid hara. It is then a corollary that these fruits that are not subject to these delays from the side of evil, meshunim betivam letivah, their quality is also different. They are qualitatively different. V'chenu bekonei olamo b'sha'achas, the same applies to somebody who acquires his olam haba in one instant, like Elazar ben Dordia. Bevadai she'olamo mushlam yosem olam shenikneh b'shanim harbe. Qualitatively, it is better than something that took many years to acquire. Unshanen la'atzmeinu. Let's repeat to ourselves what we said again before. Ma'aseh ha'nasa bimhirus uzrizus bli shihui ve'ikuvim. An action that is done quickly, with enthusiasm, without delay, without procrastination. Sharasaboy shechina. The shechina is upon that, dwells in that action. Lo yipam yesh lelumei tira retia mima'aseh toiv. It happens frequently that a Lomed Torah recoils from doing something good, which he has to do. And the author here, Bein Hashitin, is referring to the halacha, that if it's a ma'aseh tov that nobody else can do, then it takes precedence over learning Torah. If it's something that somebody else can do, then he can carry on learning. But if he himself is the only person who can do it, he's required to do it then. And such a person often has a certain hesitancy. As if the act is taking him out of the Dalad HaMoyis of Torah and Kedusha into the Chitzonius of the world. I didn't have to do this. Why do I need this? Ach Yeidana, he should know. Ki gam machshava zoi, this thought too. Af shi nir'es lichora hegyonis, even though it may seem logical, this thought stems from laziness. Laziness here distorts one's understanding in basic, fundamental ideas of Torah. The Gemara says in Brachot of Yud Zayin, a statement of Rava, Hari Tachlis Chokhmah, b'ma'asim tovim. The end goal of chokhmah, the whole purpose of learning, is to express it through ma'asim tovim. That's the statement of Rav Hovah, and the Gemara there says that was his motto, that was his slogan. Tachlis chokhmah b'ma'asim tovim. Hasoid shel hashra'as shechina b'Yisrael. The whole concept of the Shechina resting among the Jewish people, tamun davka b'ma'asim. It rests specifically in actions. Uvli ma'aseh mitzvois, gam ha'Torah lo te'er lanu, v'lo tishrei shechina b'kirbenu. Without ma'aseh mitzvois, the Torah will also not illuminate for us, and the Shechina will not dwell among us, because, as the pasuk says in Mishlei Vav, ne'er mitzvah v'Torah oir. Ha'mitzvah yaneir. The mitzvah is described as the actual lamp with its wick. Ve'alav v'shal adlik or ha'Torah. With the wick inserted in the lamp, you can then light the light of Torah. But one needs to have it. Furthermore, the Gemara never moist of Kuftes, Becholo Ymer Ein Lo Ela Torah, Afilo Torah Ein Lo. A person says, all I have is Torah, and therefore he's not involved in any actions, no chesed, no ma'asim tivim, no mitzvois, Afilo Torah Ein Lo. He's described by Chazal as not having even Torah. So this laziness distorts fundamentals. Harei ma'asim tivim Ein Dvarim Shebediavad. Correct actions and worthy actions are not things that are, no, you have to live with them. That's the purpose. And therefore there's room over here to practice doing such things with enthusiasm, with alacrity, with passion. One further comment that needs to be made. This is a fairly common phrase, we've come across it. Kohanim zerizim heim, legabei avodos beves hamikdash. The Gemara comments that Kohanim are zerizim regarding the avodah in beves hamikdash, in Shabbos daf chaf, and other places. Ve'heir maran ha-gaon ha-kadosh Rabbi Avraham Gojenski, zichro yagen alenu, the late mashkiach, who was a father-in-law of the author, he made the comment that there's vulnerability over here, that when one is doing things quickly, one can stumble. A person perhaps doesn't pay sufficient attention, is rushing, and therefore a person can make a mistake. Nonetheless, the Gemara praises the Kohanim for being zerizim. Says the author, the explanation for this is ki zerizus ein rak baraglaim. Zizus is not just in one's feet, not just in one's limbs. Ela, rather, v'ulai bi'ikar, perhaps especially, barosh, in the head. Zizus is in the head. Ha'koyanim mismatzim bimhirus ma'alem la'aseis. They know, they're familiar as to what needs to be done. U'mesedrim es avodah b'ofen shelo yikashlu. And they organize the avodah in a way that they won't stumble when they do it quickly. Tzarich eifoi leshatef machashava b'maaseh ha'mahir v'zariz. And therefore, this is the comment that you're making, that together with the quickness, one has to combine it with thought, preparation, to make sure that it can flow quickly. Me'ata nislamed la'aseh b'cholyon. Shnei ma'asim ktanim b'simas lev u'vizrizus. So now we're going to practice doing every day two small acts while paying attention, with alertness and quickness. Ledugma, as an example, lakum baboiker, when one gets up in the morning, or lishkav lishoine, or the opposite, when going to sleep, bli shihui zman uvizrezuz kol mashevshah, without delays, as quickly as possible. Vechen naaseh b'maaseh chesed ketanim ha-misrachashim b'cholim la'aseh b'vizrezuz. So to in small acts of chesed that happen every day, to do them quickly. Va'ad shelishi. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Hei, Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima Oimer, Hevei Az Kanameir, fierce like a leopard, Kal Kanesher is light as an eagle, Ratz Katzevi, run like a deer, and Giboir Ka'ari, mighty as a lion, Asos Etzon Avicha Shebashamayim, to do the will of your Father in heaven. Kan Gilu Lanu Chazal Arba Sakoichos Aderushim Lashlim Maaseh. Chazal revealed to us the four powers that are necessary to bring an act to completion. Hakoyach harishonu azus, az kenamer, as a leopard. So the first power is some type of fierceness. Uve azus dikdusha dvarim amorim. Obviously, we're talking about a positive force over here. Azus dikdusha, and the author defines it shu koach hayozma, the power of initiative. In brackets, admor karal ze a unternehmer, a person who undertakes to do things. Unternehmer, he undertakes to do things. He takes on himself. Adam sheish lo ma'oif le'aschil ze mifal gadol. He has a vision to start something big. He has big ideas, a lot of initiative. אחרי שקיבל על עצמו לבצע הדבר, so once a person has undertaken it, committed himself to fulfill something, הוא זקוק למידה של קלוס. He needs the midah of kalus, that's kal kanesher, the lightness of the eagle, שלא ישקע בקשיי הביצוע. So it's not to sink in the difficulties of execution. Then velizrizus, he has to be ratz katzvi, וכדי להביא את הדבר לידי גמר, to actually complete it, צריכים גבורה סרי, we need might like a lion. וניקח לדוגמה, as an example, מי שקיבל על עצמו לגמור מסכס או הנהגה למשך שנה שלמה. Somebody who undertook to complete a מסכס, or he undertook to a certain hanhaga, a certain conduct for an entire year, הוא זקוק לכל ארבעה כוחות האלה. He would need these four forces. נעמוד בזה על הערה אחת. One more comment. הווי קל כנשר, that an assist be as light as an eagle, הנשר אינוי קל. As far as birds go, an eagle isn't light. Hu'oif kaved, it's a large bird. Maya kaluz shelo, what allows us to describe him as light? Hu ba'al knafayim gedolos me'od. He has a tremendous wingspan. Ve'hein anois ois so bekaluz amurim. It's with these large wings that he's carried to the soars. Ze'o machazeh ma'yestati, ha'chshaneshe magbiya la'uf. It's a majestic scene, how the eagle flies high, yosem mikol tzipor acheres, higher than other birds, v'rochef barakia b'chnafayim perusos, and can glide for a long time in the heavens with its wings spread. V'inei ha'adam hu kaved me'od. Man is described as kaved. This is taken from the Mesilas Yesharim. Kaved in the sense of inertia, we're heavy, figuratively. Ki afriyus achomriyus gas, says the Mesilas Yesharim. The material nature slows us down. Naturally, a person doesn't want work. We don't want burdens upon us. Is Atana telling me that I can be like an eagle and rise up seemingly easily? So it hides. The answer to this is in the words of the Tana, meaning Gam Lecha Adam. Yesh knafayim gedolos. You too have large wings. Hishtamesh bein visumim. Use them and soar. Umayna knafayim shel adam. What are they? What are these wings that the Tanya is hinting to? Mayn hasimcha. Mostly, it's simcha. Rabbi Chaim Vital kosa b'shaarei hakedusha. He writes there, ki hatikun shel yesod ha'afar. To perfect this idea, this earthy nature of man, this heavy inertia, is to be samech b'chelkoi and to have passion, enthusiasm, and joy in mitzvah. That's a decent pair of wings. Hamakir, one who recognizes, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa lo kol tzorkoi, the author is obviously hinting, alluding to the bracha in the morning that we make, she asa lo kol tzorki. So one who recognizes Hashem has given him kol tzorko, hen begashmius, ven beruchanius, both in the physical sense and the spiritual. Begashmius, when it comes to that, lechem le'echol uveg le'lebosh yesh lo, does he have enough bread to eat? And he has sufficient clothing? Todah l'Hashem. ברוחניוס, כל הכוחות שהוא צריך, all the forces he needs כדי לזכות לחלקו בתורה, in order to earn his own portion, נעשה לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, הקדוש ברוך הוא גבים. אם כוחותיו שונים מאלה של חברוי, if his abilities happen to be different from another person, which they are, הרי גם חלקו בתורה שונים מזה של חברוי. His portion in Torah is also different from that of his fellow. הנה הוא עוסק בתורה ובעבודת השם. He's involved in תורה ובעבודת השם ואשרי לו. This join this. And furthermore, השמחה במצווה, the Midrash in Tehillim says, "Kasuv echad omer ivduyes Hashem besimcha." One pasuk in Tehillim tells me, "Ivduyes Hashem besimcha." Ve'kasuv echad omer ivduyes Hashem beyira. Two pasukim, one indicating that we need to serve Hashem with joy, the other we need Hashem to serve Hashem with awe. Omar Rabbi Aibo b'she'ashat oimed li'spalel. When you stand up to daven, yehi libcha sameach. Your heart should be joyous. Ki le'elokim elyon ata oived. You are serving the Supreme God. You are in communion with Him. Says the author, Hakaras harimimus, hi hamoyilida simcha mitis. It's that recognition of exaltedness that brings real joy. Zoi ha-simcha pnimis. That's the inner joy, the authentic joy. Ha-mislava el kol mi she-zoche le-mashesh nekudas emes muchletes. It comes to everyone who has earned this to be able to feel a point of absolute truth. Batira, be'emunah, avodah, whether it be in Torah, in emunah, in avodah. When a person senses that, he reaches joy. Finally, muva b'sefer Haredim me'arizal. The Sefer Haredim, in the introduction, says of the Arizal, ki kol ma shezacha b'giluyim ilayim, that whatever he managed, whatever he earned in terms of supreme revelations, u'mipnei shesamach simcha gdola me'od b'chol mitzvah she'asa, is because he had enormous joy with every mitzvah that he did. So we're going to devote an entire chapter to the concept of avodah b'simcha. Therefore, we're being brief over here. Ad kan.